The single, are the single trees the separate ones?
Yeah, one on each side.
Yeah. Now, you mean like this? And then where's the double tree? Back here?
Back here. Yeah.
Double tree be here in the white. This be connected like this. And then the wagon would be back here. And what if you just, now that would be, if you had, that would be for two horses. That'd be for two horses.
That's right.
What if you just had one horse?
It'd be shaved. The shaved sitting here on the side.
No, well, couldn't you, if you didn't have shafts, but could you, isn't there some kind of one of these tree things that you could use with just one horse was pulling it? I just wondered if they ever used a single tree, just one single tree for one horse.
Yeah, when he's in them shaves, the shaves guided the wagon. They pulled in the single tree.
I see, then you just have the single tree there. But then the double tree was used only when you had two horses.
That's right.
I see. And then you had to have two single trees in front of it. I guess that's kind of confusing to me. When a wagon wheel's put together, you know, do you ever see them build? I don't know if you ever made any yourself any wheels, but for a wagon wheels, you know, and they're put together, and they sometimes put them together in sections like this.
That's right.
What do they call those sections?
Fellers.
All right. And when they're all put together, what's the outer part? Is that the metal?
No, it's the rim, the
tires. The tires, the metal. The rim is made of wood.
That's right.
And that goes over the rim goes over the feller, and then the tire goes over that. Okay. And then,
the rim, the spoke goes into the rim,
yeah.
You see.
Oh, the rims.
There's a hub in here now.
Yeah. What goes in the hub?
That's right. The axle
yeah.
of the wagon.
All right, and then
the spokes comes in like that now.
All right. And the spokes attached to the?
To the hub, to the rim.
To the rim.
That's right.
But the rim then is made up of the fellers.
That's right.
The fellers, when you put all the fellers together, then you have the rim.
That's right.
I got you now. Okay. Now if what did you use to use to break up the soil? What kind of a plow did you use with oxen?
Same
turning plow.
Same turning plow.
I had the turning plow. Were there any other kinds of plows you used?
Oh yeah, there was what you call a subsoiler, and just one that plowed a little straight furrow besides the turning plow. Yeah. They wanted them now and break up a new ground for the plenty of roots.
What do you call it? You call that thing that you pulled over after the after you used the plow?
Harrow.
Yeah, were there any different kinds of these?
Yeah, there's the old wooden harrow. They called it A.
The A harrow.
That's right.
No, that was the one that's shaped like this.
That's right.
And then
two sections.
Uh-huh. Later on, did they have? Now there were two. How would that look like? I see, and then now
had teeth in it.
Were the teeth down?
And there was a crow. There was a crow, please crow.
About there,
that's
and
right.
Was a horse up here.
Yeah.
The horse was pulling it this way.
Yeah.
And then the teeth were down. Were the teeth? The teeth
are in these lines.
In these.
That's a piece of wood.
Uh-huh. And the teeth were in the bottom of those, and
that's
this attached
right.
it.
That's right.
How long were the teeth?
Oh, there's about 8 inches.
Uh-huh.
This went through a 4-inch piece of wood, 4 to 6 inch wood there.
Mm-hmm.
You could knock them through. Oh, most of them run about that fur. You could put them through that fur if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Make them shorter.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember that later they had a kind of a harrow that had the long hooks that went over like that?
Yeah.